boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
We noticed something about our lunch today, that our portions were a little bit bigger than we'd like to admit. And that's because, well, I didn't portion out my meal. You didn't portion out your meal. Our boys portioned out our meals.
Yes. I'm assuming yours was leftover dinner. Same. Mine was from two nights ago. And I put him in charge of dishing up the leftovers so I could wash the pan. I didn't realize that he was like, oh, here's 2.5 meals for lunch. I don't know.
He's like, you're going to have lunch and dinner at work.
No, seriously. I would love to know what his bowl looked like, because if mine looked like that, I know he served himself double.
He was like, I'm going to have Friday lunch and dinner, Saturday lunch and dinner here, and then Sunday lunch and dinner.
Dude, it was the family feast for one.
Yeah, I know. Mine was so huge, and I think I only ate half of it. I'm like, what else am I going to do with this? It was so much food.
Now I'm going to take it home and say, here you go. Here's the rest of your leftovers. So we had some guests in the building earlier today. Destiny, you were giving a tour to some
Marion Homeschool.
Yes. And how exciting, right? We have lots of...
They wanted a shout out. Sorry, so I had to do that.
Oh, yeah, shout out. They had really great questions, and I didn't even... They just stopped by my room. I'm like, hello, welcome, everybody. I sit in here and... scroll on TikTok. That is my job, by the way. I swear. But as the couple different groups were coming through, it was hilarious because more than once somebody would point out all of the trinkets that are on my desk, because, well, I kind of have a lot of crap. Any sort of like stuffed animals, little laboo-boos. I have mini Vaseline. I have my wiener whistle that I love very much from the Wiener Mobile. I have it all like on top of my desk, and they just kept asking questions like, do you collect rubber ducks? And I'm like, well, no, I actually don't. I just needed somewhere to put them. I wish I had a more interesting answer.
Her desk is the desk of crap.
But it's cute crap.
Cute crap. The desk of cute crap.
There's like a little porcupine, a rainbow porcupine. I have cat stuff, laboo-boos.
DCC, desk of cute crap.
Thank you. Now it sounds official.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know that we talked about the Dancing with the Stars news that was announced earlier this week, which was low-key a little bit of a disappointment, which is the convention.
The reason it's a disappointment is because it's like available nowhere near us.
Well, yeah, it's like one weekend if you want to buy a plane ticket and a hotel. And
it would be cool if it was like a little bit closer, because it would be fun to see, like, you know, dancing classes and maybe participate in it and get to watch, like, what are they called, like when they sit down and they talk and it's like a Q&A, things like that, right? That would be fun, but it's nowhere near us.
Yeah, cool for you guys, but I was honestly a little bit disappointed with that being the big announcement. However, there's rumblings of more to come.
Okay? Go on.
Now, I want to be clear that this is all reports. Nothing has been like officially announced. But, you know, when there start to be reports, they don't come from nowhere. That would be a spinoff series, which is allegedly currently titled Dancing with the Stars, The Next Pro.
Okay, I heard this.
Allegedly.
That was what the rumor was supposed to be before the stupid con was the first thing.
They announced the con. Well, again, rumor says it's expected to air during the summer on ABC and Hulu, of course. Would feature dancers competing and auditioning to win a spot as a pro on the upcoming season, which would be this coming fall of Dancing with the Stars. And I have rumored judges and I have a rumored host, okay? Rumored judges.
I fear who the host is.
Mark Ballas with his mom, Shirley Ballas, who is also like queen in the dance world. She is a judge on the UK's version, kind of Dancing with the Stars, which is called Strictly Come Dancing. And that a third judge would be like rotated out through the season is what the rumors say. for a host. Who do you think the host would be?
A guy that I don't like. I can't think of his name. He's a judge right now. Derek Huff.
No.
Okay, good. I don't care for Derek
Huff. I don't
know.
I feel like you, hot take, are not going to like this, but other people are going to like this. Robert Irwin.
Why? Why?
Because he's the winner. He just won this last season of Dancing with the Stars. And he's just so lovable. Does he know anything about dancing?
No, that's why I'm like, okay.
Maybe he'll bring like a koala or something. I don't know. Keep things interesting.
Bring him because he'll bring a koala.
Yeah, why not?
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Not going to lie. I think you and I totally messed up yesterday when we got to speak at Hazel Point in Marin yesterday.
Yeah, I think we realized that maybe we've been doing this wrong.
You and I have spoken to so many different schools over the last couple of years in Eastern Iowa about our career, how we started in radio, what schooling we've done, what different areas that we have gotten to try in radio, all sorts of things. How we even started the show, what we do when we do the show, all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, we realized we're doing it wrong when we speak to these schools.
So wrong.
It wasn't, because we got to speak to three different classes when we were at Hazel Point. It wasn't the first class. It was the second and the third that we realized we're messing up. Because the second and third had granola bars. And we were like, wait a minute. Where are you getting these granola bars from? And you finally had the guts to ask them, where are these coming from?
Well, I'm like, did somebody bring you guys snacks? Because that's like a genius idea. If you want kids to pay attention, you got to bring them either a toy or a snack, as far as I know. And I said, what? You guys all have these. Where are they from? And they said, well, Quaker's here.
Quaker, how dare you outdo us?
Okay, yeah. Of course they did. And then beyond that, as we were leaving for the day, because we don't often get to see who else is there talking, what other businesses or companies. And I began to feel even worse about ourselves because we saw some police officers who brought like a vest and like all of their equipment. And I'm like, well, we don't have anything cool like that. And I wear a blankie in the studio.
And then on top of that, the fire department brings their fire truck. Yes. And we just got the smallest Z102.9 vehicle there. I'm like, oh my God.
We gotta spice it up, man.
Well, I mean, we can't bring this studio with us.
Like, no.
I mean, this it's not doable. I don't know what we do. Like a microphone.
Cool.
You know, like I just don't know. I don't know what we bring.
Well, step one is like candy or a snack.
First one, step one, snack.
Step two.
What else?
We just got a lot of hunks of junk. A lot of radio junk.
We got old radios. Kids, you know what those are?
Actually, you know what? They probably don't. They might love it.
We got old CDs. You know what a CD is, kid? You know what a cassette?
This is what we did in the 1900s. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. So if you got a Valentine, number one, you need to ask them. Number two, make sure you have something prepared.
I haven't been asked.
Oh, I already took care of that this week by making him feel bad.
Oh, did you now? Go on.
Oh, I just did the... Well, you know, you haven't asked to be my Valentine, so how am I supposed to know what we're doing on Saturday?
Oh, I'm going to text him right now.
So I already guilted him into that. And I'm a little worried about how we're celebrating because I feel like I might be sabotaging ourselves.
I don't doubt that one.
Now, it's just not nice at all. I may be heartless, but I do have a little sliver of a heart, okay?
It's like the Grinch. She's got something there. I just don't know
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, it's just like a black heart. So we decided this year that, well, we've already given each other our gifts because we're weak and they came in the mail and we're like, just open it now. So tomorrow we have decided to do a stay home type date, of course, because I love to not leave my house. And I wanted to cook something. Like a yummy pasta, because I was like, that'll be fun. I make a pretty good pasta, feel pretty confident. And then we decided that we're going to try to do a lobster pasta, okay? I'm thinking like lobster Alfredo situation. I got a couple recipes saved on the old Pinterest. But the more that I think about it, this could actually be quite disastrous, because what happens if it's gross? or I can get pretty cranky when I'm cooking if it's not going my way. So that nothing speaks romance like yelling at him to shut the oven off. You know what I mean? I don't know. I might regret this.
Can I ask a really dumb question?
Sure.
Haven't you made lobster before?
I've made crab legs.
Oh, sorry. I think I'm too poor to understand.
Oh, well, yeah, no.
Seafood.
I only ever get it on a seafood sale. Don't get it twisted.
I don't know what's the difference between lobster and crab, whatever you just said.
Well, I don't either, because crab legs, I have to call my mommy and ask how to make them. So maybe I'll call her tonight and ask if she's ever made a lobster. Not live. I can't do that. That's traumatizing.
The lobster's the whole body.
Yes, but I think
crab legs is what you make on New Year's. Because I know you make one usually New Year's Eve.
Crab legs.
God, you're making one live?
Absolutely not. No, because you have to like boil them. I can't do that. I think you can buy like lobster tail on its own. But then from there, I don't know what to do with it. I cannot.
What's the difference between the tail and the leg? Like, it's just better tasting?
It's two different animals, bro.
What do you mean it's two different?
A crab and a lobster are not the same thing.
Oh, girl, I don't know why I was thinking lobster.
So now this is no longer about Valentine's Day. This is just an aquarium lesson.
I just learned 2 seconds ago that I am dumber than dumb. Dumbest is dumb of all dumbs. Because you're trying to still explain the difference between lobster and crab, and I thought I knew. But you're like, well, one's with an antenna, and it's like Mr. Krabs.
Okay, yeah, let's break this down in SpongeBob terms. Have you ever seen Mr. Krabs? I'm serious. He goes, money, 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 money. That's a crab, Mr. Krabs.
Thank you.
Then in that show, you also have Larry the Lobster.
Oh, the big buff guy.
Ayo, that's the lobster. If that helps, that's fine.
And where's SpongeBob and all?
Well, he's the scrub daddy that's in your sink.
I loved this so much. Why are you not a teacher? Because that was good.
Was that can I teach everything in SpongeBob terms?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
So yesterday you gave me a choose your own adventure option because mm-hmm. you just had a very eventful drive to work, it sounded like. So we talked about the wide loads. Sorry, you'll have to listen to the podcast if you missed it.
Plug.
But now can I choose I want to go right on the path today and hear the other option, which was Dorito truck.
Yeah. So I was behind a Doritos truck and okay. Did you know their max speed is 65 miles per hour?
I did not.
You know more.
Is it listed on the back of
yes,
the truck?
Yes, you did. Now, yes. What?
What do you mean? It says like this truck cannot exceed 65 miles per hour.
Yes. I was behind a Doritos truck and at the bottom left, it said this truck's max speed is 65 miles per hour.
Interesting.
Who would have thought? Why?
Well, yeah, I guess I wonder
why. Is it
why?
Because the back of it's going to open and Doritos are going to fall out? Because if that's the case, let's hit 70. I'm ready. My hands are open.
For free Doritos?
Yes. Can I tell you a fun fact?
Sure.
Not about Doritos. But about Mountain
Just
Dew.
In general.
But about Mountain Dew. One time in my first hometown, which was Keystone, Iowa, a Mountain Dew truck
fell over.
No, oh it's spilt Mountain Dew everywhere, and Mountain Dew was just all over the road. My mom told us to get out and grab some.
Oh, my God.
And that was when I was a criminal. First time.
And it explains so much. It does.
I can't tell you how old I was, but I know I was young. It was my first time.
I'm just saying, Doritos truck drivers out there, watch yourself.
You think I could get away with doing a crime here at the radio station? Like, oh, first off, is HR listening?
I don't know. What do you mean? I don't know.
Or are they in the office? Like, do you ever just look? Is the light on in there?
Probably. It's Friday. No, everybody gets out of here early. So say it with your chest.
I kind of want to not do this show on Monday and instead walk a couple of steps over to our sports station and do a sports show.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen. Am I qualified?
No.
No, I'm not. Do I know anything about sports?
No.
No, I don't. But you know, it's just a dream of mine that I've had for quite some time. Mm-hmm. It's a dumb one. But we talk about Spencer from 1600 ESPN quite a lot. And he's on our show from time to time. Mm-hmm. And I always, I joke with him. Hey, when can I take your show from, when can I pop in? When can I, you know, hang out from time to time?
Mm-hmm.
He's off on Monday. And I jokingly said today, so can I fill in?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I mean, the offer stands if you want to do it. Why are you tempting me with a good time, buddy?
Because
I'll do it. I will so do it.
It's this obsession you have with being on a sports talk radio station is very confusing to me. Because
why?
You don't really like sports.
No.
You don't watch sports.
No.
I don't know.
It's because it's something that it's so bad, but I so want to do it. You know, like I know I'd be so bad and I want
to
do it.
So maybe we need to come up with a...
What do you mean?
A prank or something.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that's your way of getting over there.
Uh-huh. Because here's the thing. I don't even know what I would talk about.
Well, okay, so hear me out here.
I know I would. Like, they'd be, people listening on that station would be like, what is she doing?
Would be a fool.
Uh-huh.
You'd be a fool.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's what would be the ultimate prank, I think, on both Spencer from Spencer on Sports and his audience. Because we've been over there before, you know, just chit-chatting about
who knows
pom-poms and cheerleading, what we know over here. What I think would really shock them is if we somehow get you a script and you deliver a very professional sports broadcast.
And I sound like authentic.
You sound like you know what you're talking
about. Oh my God,
about.
What if I did that?
Because then he's going to be like, now hang on, you might be coming from a job. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Let's scare him a little bit.
Oh my God. Where do we get that?
God. Well, that's the problem. I don't know because I, like you, am stupid.
Do we just go to, like, I don't know. My only first thought is ESPN.com.
Well, that's a good start.
I'm sure they got articles on there. I just read it word for word, and it sounds sporty and professional of some sort. And if I read it, I sound smarticle. Right?
We were doing good until you said smarticle. I don't think it even matters how long you've been together with your person. You still discover random questions that you just don't have answers to yet. And I discovered one with my boyfriend Curly last night. And you might think that this is stupid that I didn't know it, but I didn't know what his biggest fear is.
You know, what's funny is I don't think I know neighbor man's. I've got a million one. He could probably rattle for like 30 minutes about mine.
Well, same with him. Because honestly, I was watching a dumb TikTok that was like, couples quiz, what do you think your partner's biggest fear is? And I looked at him and I'm like, I don't know yours.
I know yours.
What?
You don't like tall buildings. Or you don't like to be next to a tall building.
Well, that's not my biggest fear. That's probably my weirdest fear. But at that...
Well, then what's your... Oh my God, do I not know my co-host?
Well, it's basically the same thing. Heights. I would say heights in general. That kind of ties into heights. And he knew that. He's like, I would say that yours is probably heights. I don't like to watch things that are like tall. I don't like to stand next to tall buildings. I don't like to stand over a... balcony. That all freaks me out. So he knew that. I'm like, oh my God, am I the worst? Because I don't know what your biggest fear is. And I was like,
I don't even know if I would know.
I don't know.
Curly's based on knowing him a little bit.
Well, he's macho guy. So I'm like, I know you're not afraid of dying. I know
he
you're
probably
not
hates
of-
puking.
That's a good guess, but no, that's not what
most guys don't like that.
Yeah,
or like bodily functions.
Well, who does? Nobody does. No, that wasn't his answer. His answer was getting lost in the ocean.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
What point is that going to happen
now,
to you, buddy?
Hang on a minute, because I have gone... Last year, we went to Mexico, and this boy was like all about, I want to go diving in the ocean. Ooh, I want to play in the waves. But he also is scared of getting lost in the ocean. It made no sense to me. I had no idea this about him.
I don't mean to dog on anyone, but I don't believe that fear. Sorry.
About getting lost in the ocean?
I don't think that that's real for him. I think, no, that's not his real fear. Sorry. There is no ocean near us. That ain't,
well, yeah.
That's not real. I'm sorry. I needed to give him another fear.
That fear wasn't good enough.
No.
For you.
No.
Okay, I'll let him know.
I need him to tell. I need something more realistic, like getting lost in a cornfield, you know? There's no ocean near us. And you told me he went to an ocean last year and he was like, I want to go in.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, it doesn't make sense to
that's
me.
That's what I'm saying. I need a better fear for him. Please give me a new one.
I'm going to have to report back.
See, I need a better one. Lost in a cornfield? Better.
Probably not that either.
It
might be bodily functions. I don't know.
I'm about to put him in an ocean. If
okay, I'll let him know that you're really upset. I am a little worried, Destiny, that you might be unfaithful.
in your relationship.
Okay, now come on. Why do we think this?
Cue Rihanna.
What?
Because.
Wait, what does Rihanna say that's unfaithful?
And I know that he knows.
Oh, God, what a good song.
Thank you. Well, we had a conversation earlier today that you said, well, first of all, low-key, my feelings are hurt because you were, we were texting each other about TikTok relationship drama. Ooh, Michaela Nguero is getting a divorce, whatever. And everyone was like, what you doing on your phone? And you said, oh, I'm texting Taylor. And he goes, oh, it's just Taylor.
It's always just Taylor.
First of all, rude. Second of all, then you started coming up with like almost a plan to cheat.
Okay.
If you wanted to.
Oh, and the fact that he was like, oh, it's just Taylor. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, okay, I think it's because he saw me like, when I'm texting you, of course I'm smiling. I'm giggling. Things like that.
Because I am hilarious. Thank you.
That I'm like, later, I'm like, did you think I was cheating? Or would you ever think I'm cheating on you? And he said, no. But I'm like, well, when I was texting Taylor, I know that I'm like giggling, I'm smiling, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm laughing. Then I'm like, in my head, I just imagine he thinks maybe I'm cheating, I'm texting a man, things like that. Mm. That I started to imagine, you know.
Toxic. Toxic. And then we're like, well, what if, how does he even know it's actually me? I don't know if you're actually talking about me.
I know. What if I changed your name?
What if you have a second Taylor in your phone and it's actually your side piece?
Girl, you know I am too lazy to cheat. And we also know I am too desperate to get engaged.
Well, actually, well,
when I put it like that, we all know.
We do all already know that.
So earlier, you were talking about how you asked Curly last night. What's your biggest fear?
Because I guess I've never asked, and I was surprised by the answer because he said it was getting lost in the ocean. Let's not get into it. It's a little surprising, I guess.
And I'm not satisfied with this answer because we have no oceans here. And I also am not satisfied with this because he went to the ocean last year and you were like telling me that he was so happy to be in the ocean.
Yeah, he wanted to splash around. Whatever. I'm scared of I don't know what's out there, so I'm not going to judge. But it is a weird, not the answer I was expecting, I guess.
That's why I'm like, you need to go home this weekend. You need to ask him to give you a better answer. That's just my two cents.
I'll give you something to be scared of, you know?
So then I'm like, you know what? I guess I don't even know what neighbor man's is. So yeah, I called him and I said, what's your biggest fear? He gave me the answer and then I hung
up. Yeah, that's not even an exaggeration.
I really did do that. What would be your guess of his biggest fear? And I should have known this because he's definitely said it like 1,000 times and I clearly don't listen. It's a normal fear, I'll tell you that. Not yours. Yours is fear of heights and
not
fear.
Flying.
Nope.
I
have this fear, I'll tell you that.
Really?
We have the same fear.
Dying alone. I don't know.
Fear of needles.
Beetles?
Needles.
Oh.
Beetles.
The Beatles? The classic band?
That's a weirder answer. We both really don't like listening to the Beatles.
I guess so.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, I want to talk about traitors. I'm sorry.
Hey, okay, I'm caught up. Wait, is there any spoilers here? So we give a little bit of a warning?
No, I'm not going to spoil anything that's going on with this current season. But because I've been so obsessed with it, I'm cheering on for Team Rob. Sue me, okay?
Ugh.
I'm getting a lot of...
I say, ugh, because I'm, like, really mad about how good he's doing.
He's amazing.
He's so good.
And he's so nonchalant, and that's why I love him.
You don't want a traitor to do good? And I'm like, dang, he's doing real good.
I'm cheering for him. But because I've been so into the show, obviously my TikTok For You page and my Instagram, I'm getting fed videos of not only people reacting to finding out who the traitors are after they're eliminated, but a lot of these people are going on podcasts and doing interviews about the show.
You mean like the contestants, like
yes.
The faithfuls and the traitors?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So there's some secrets being revealed about the traitors that I want to see if you know. I think you might know some of these. I'm not sure if you're going to know all of them. So the first one that I want to tell you that I think a lot of people know is that they don't actually stay in the castle. unfortunately.
I've been wanting to know this for quite some time, mm-hmm. and you kept saying, I think they stay at a hotel nearby.
They do. They stay at a hotel near the airport. There is 24/7 security when they're there because they have to make sure that nobody leaves their room and accidentally sees one of the traders getting pulled out.
Question.
Yeah.
You usually have a hotel window. Mm. Do you think they can see out that window and see a traitor leaving?
I'm sure they do everything they can to make sure okay. that that's not seen. So they're not actually in the castle. Actually, the castle isn't even fully finished. Like, what? It's not fully renovated.
Okay.
With that, they say that the castle grounds is like a traitor's Disney World because they have to build all of these different sets for challenges and stuff. So the creator has been like, I joke about it, but there could be a traitor's theme park with all of this stuff that we've built for them. And then the thing that I saw, I believe it was Monet Exchange, who was from RuPaul's Drag Race that was on this season, said that when they get set up for a round table, which is intense and people are calling each other out, that they walk into a room and this song plays.
What? I don't know that song.
Oh my gosh. That's Jennifer Lawrence from The Hunger Games, okay. Hanging Tree. It's really creepy. He said that they walk into the room and, you know, it's kind of hard to get in. You're in a character a little bit, right? Because it's just a game. But that they sit you down and they play that song to get everybody, like, serious.
Uh-huh.
And then he said that the silence feels so long to wait for somebody to actually step up and be the first one to speak. He said at least a minute.
Oh, but, I don't doubt that. But they cut it down. I would never want to be the first person to speak. And I never would.
But I'm totally creeped out that they listen to this song. I'm like, oh my God, are we really murdering people?
Okay, did you find out if, because I kind of got a hint towards that, after everybody has voted, right, and they wrote their little, like, yes. I would write Taylor down, that before you reveal that they keep it down and then the producers go around one by one and look at who wrote the names down and then they actually pick who has to go first.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
I knew it because they want to know who's got the most juiciest vote to leave them last.
Oh, of course. So who are the real traitors? Maybe it's the producers.
Juicy!
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Yeah, so I got a big mouth. no doubt there.
You said it.
And sometimes, like, you know, when whether that's in between us talking on the air and mics are off, or sometimes we're in the office, stores are closed, we tell each other things because we're best friends.
Oh, we never stop talking. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Be at work, be it, oh, what'd you do last night? Oh my God, what did he do to annoy you?
Uh-huh. And we tell each other things that are happening in our personal lives, right? Whether that's our boyfriends, you know, parents, brothers and sisters, things like that, aunts and uncles. Nobody is safe, okay? So we tell each other things. And then I go home after you tell me those things.
Mm.
And I tell neighbor man everything. So, like, he knows your he knows your family drama, even though he knows nobody. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, so Mama Kris Jenner.
She's a queen.
And then but he doesn't know Mama Kris Jenner.
Right.
But I'll tell him things that you tell me.
Right.
Even though she's a queen. So, like, she does nothing
no,
wrong.
Never.
She never does anything wrong. I'll be like, yeah, Mama Kris Jenner's making another loaf.
She does be doing that.
Or like Mama Kris Jenner, like they're moving, right? Mm-hmm. Or things like that. Like I tell him things he doesn't need to know,
right?
Nor did he ask. And I assume you do the same. And I would hope you do.
To an extent, I know that there's a cap. See,
what
this,
do you mean?
See why this doesn't bother me is because I know Neighbor Man does not care.
And he ain't
going
to
It's going in one ear and out the other because I also do the same thing with Curly. I'll come home and tell him about the day and, oh my gosh, you'll never believe what I found out about Destiny did this weird thing or whatever. There's
what
only
do you mean,
a certain
weird thing.
Because it's always something weird. If I get too deep in the woods, I lose him. You know what I mean? I can't get too in the details because then he's like, her second cousin twice removed. Why are you telling me this? You know what I mean? Because in his mind, and I'm sure in Neighbor Man's mind, me and everybody in my personal life circle is an imaginary character. He's never gonna meet my cousin twice removed.
No,
he don't care.
No, but does he get into the drama at all? Because sometimes, like, Neighbor Man does. Like, if I'm like, oh, you know, like this is happening in her life, he's like, oh, no,
really?
Way. Yeah, he does. Like, and I don't know if he just does it for me. You know,
well. Well, that could be it.
I feel like maybe he
does. He might be a really great actor, actually.
Yes, it is the day before Valentine's Day, and I'm saying, hear me out. When I'm saying, it's a little healthy to be toxic in the relationship. Hear me out. It's not.
Go on.
It's not what you think. When I'm saying be toxic, because what I'm saying is it's a fun little toxic, okay?
Okay, on with it, man. You're just beating around the bush, which makes me think you're more guilty.
So I've been playing this little fun game with my dog, Zaw. He's, you know, he's my little guy. We have six animals in the house, and he's my favorite. I'm not going to lie, and I never will.
Okay.
You told me not to beat around the bush.
Very honest. I appreciate it.
Okay, every parent has a favorite child. Don't lie. And everybody has a favorite pet.
Okay.
Mine is Zaw.
Okay.
We all know it. And so lately, when I'm like, you know, picking him up or I'm playing with him, I've been kind of toxic and I've been saying, you know, if dad loved you, aka neighbor man, if he loved you, he wouldn't make me go to work every day and he would let me stay at home, be a dog mom and let me just hang out with you all day and cross stitch and we would get to snuggle.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't love you and he makes me go to work. And then I can't be with you for 8 hours a day. Because he hates you. Because he doesn't love you.
Oh, wow.
That's what I've been saying.
I mean, that's maybe a little bit extreme.
What?
I do the same thing, sort of. And I can think of two instances. On a daily basis, my cat Romeo, like, will follow me downstairs and not necessarily, like, block the door for me to leave, but it's clear that he doesn't want me
to.
So
you go.
If he flops on the stairs in front of me, like, Mom,
oh my
don't do
God,
it.
Wait, that's so cute.
I know. How sad and how horrible that I can't stay home with
Dude,
him.
Dude, you
be
should
a mom.
Not come to work.
So I send him pictures of that to just be like, just so you know, I'm breaking his heart right now. The other thing, I believe
Good
it was-
for you, by the way, for sending that.
Oh, every time.
Good for you.
Without a fail, because I need him to see it.
Yeah.
And feel bad that I have to leave.
Good for you.
And then the other thing, I think during the Super Bowl, there was a commercial of like, it was like an inspirational, like probably like Dove commercial of people being like, my name is Hannah and my dream is to be an Olympic skier. And then as it was going on, I loudly announced, my name's Taylor and it's my dream to be a cat mom that stays home. He laughed. I don't like how hard he laughed at that though, because it wasn't really a joke.
Why do they never take us seriously? Like, why can't you just like, I don't know, do some overtime shifts so that we could just
let's put it on them. You're the problem.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
Got another episode of The Traitors tonight. So we've got another lying trivia question. This one, it's men versus women. Men lie about 6 times a day. On average, how many times do women lie in a day?
Oh, no. I feel like this might start a little tussle, a little fight. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I mean, this could reveal some big things. Like, who's worse? Is it men or women? Right? Because men are 6. Does that mean women are more or
right.
less?
I don't know.
Men lie about 6 times a day. On average, how many times do women lie in a day?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I'm starting a new bad habit where, like, for me, a start of a new week is Thursdays because we get a new episode of Traitors.
I'm so excited.
I'm like, now it's Monday.
Well, yeah.
And I'm going to finish that episode tonight.
100%. Me too.
We got a lying trivia question in honor of that episode. Men lie about 6 times a day. On average, how many times do women lie in a day?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Lynn said 10 times a day.
Lynn, you want to explain some things? I'm just kidding.
Am I crazy? Like, I'm really trying to think. What are you lying about on the daily basis?
That's a lie right there. If you can't think of a lie, you're lying. Like, people who be like, I don't lie, you're lying.
No, I definitely, everybody lies. But when you have to think about specifics, I'm like, what do I lie about? Am I lying to myself? That is probably true.
trying to think if I've lied today.
Probably.
I probably have. I can't think of anything. 3848 said zero. My guy. That's nice.
I'm sure there are people out there who are just brutally honest. They're like, why lie?
You think you could seriously go in your life and not lie?
No, I'm not saying it would be me. Absolutely
should
not.
Should I change myself and just be so brutally honest?
Report back how that goes.
Just for one day, I'm going to go a whole day of like not lying. And if somebody asks me, do I look fat? I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Am I ugly? Yeah, you are. No, I don't think I could.
I hope I take that day off. I don't think I want to be around that. I'm scared of you. Natasha said four times. So that's less than men, but still four times.
Depends. Where am I at work? Because
I don't know.
If I'm around people, I feel like I lie more. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, if you're home.
There's no reason. Unless, again, you're lying to yourself, being like, oh, I'll clean that up later.
Yeah.
And then you don't. That counts, I guess.
Men lie about six times a day on average. How many times do women lie in a day?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in less than 4 minutes.
I mean, I lie to myself every morning when I look in the mirror. Oh my God, you are gorgeous.
Gee whiz. Now it's sad. Thanks for that.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Man, just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
So men lie about six times a day. On average, how many times do women lie in a day?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I don't mean to brag, but we're better. Oh. We only lie three times a day.
Okay. I don't know what to say about that. I just am like, okay.
I don't feel like that's correct for me personally.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like I lie more.
You lie more than him?
Yes. If I were, although I did catch him in a lie the other day.
Care to share with the class? Or
I asked him if he, I'll just be honest. Okay, so we got our cats, Maggie and Felicity, mm-hmm. from somebody. And I asked him to ask the owner if they had problems peeing outside mm-hmm. of the litter box. And he goes, yeah. And he said that they never had a problem. He never asked. He never asked. I know he didn't.
Yeah.
He lied to me. Shoot. But I never confronted him. If he listens to the podcast, he'll hear me say that now. But no, he never asked. But I it's some of those times you just don't care to confront, you know?
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think I do lie more than he does. What?
It's not news to me. What? That makes sense.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.